Yeah, we're going to talk to Henrico's registrar, Mark Coakley. And, Mark, we're out in front of one of your polling places at the Glen Allen Elementary School, and it looks pretty brisk. I mean, before the doors even opened, we had, I think, well over 100 people in line, and they moved in and out, and it's been a steady stream.
That's great. You picked a great precinct to go to. There's over 4,000 registered voters at that elementary school. And I'm not surprised that there's a line. We had a robust absentee voting going on over the past 45 days, and most precincts are reporting lines at 6 a.m.
Yeah. Well, tell me about the absentee voting. What were the numbers like when you all wrapped things up? That was yesterday. People could vote up until yesterday?
The emergencies yesterday, right. We had a... By mail, we had over 7,100 voters apply for absentees by mail, and in person, we had 6,000 people show up in person to vote absentee in Henrico County.
How does that stack up to previous years?
In previous years, we've had maybe 2,000 total absentee voters. That was 4 years ago, the last midterm, you would say. So we're just going through the roof this year.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people hear other states and Election Day coverage, and they're able to say whether it's Republicans or Democrats who are casting those votes. But because we don't register by party here in Virginia, I guess there's no way to discern who's actually casting those ballots.
That's correct. We're all independents in Virginia in the November elections.
What would your anticipated percentage be at the end of this day if things keep up this morning and you look at those numbers? Is there any way to prognosticate whether it will be the 40% that Larry Sabato is expecting, which would be pretty high for a midterm?
That would be high. We could go higher than that, at least in Henrico. We do really well with voter participation in our region. Goochlin County usually leads the way in voter participation percentage-wise, and we're right behind them. So we do expect a heavy turnout throughout the day.
Another number that people like to mull over is whether you added voters to the rolls in anticipation of this particular election. And, you know, Republicans and Democrats alike both talk about the ground game, and part of that is a month before the election, making sure that you've identified everybody who isn't signed up to vote and you get them to sign up. Then, of course, you got to get them to the polls. But did you see significant numbers of people signing up in advance of this election?
Oh, yes. From 1 year ago, we've registered more than 6,000 new voters. And in the past 2 months alone, we've done 2,000 registered voters added to our rolls, 2,000 in the last 2 months.
And where do they come from? Is that the person who stands in front of the grocery store and says, hey, are you registered to vote? Or, you know, a lot of young people these days have seen folks with clipboards at concerts and
sure thing.
You know, beer festivals and things like that, trying to get them to sign
festival
up.
Festival and everything like that. You know, we get some of those, but now Virginia has online voter registration. So most of our young people are registering online to vote, which is a great help because we know how we can read their handwriting if they're doing it online, and we get more accurate rolls that way.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people are worried about elections being stolen these days, especially with the tight elections we've seen in the last decade. You know, a million people vote and it's decided in the end by, you know, a couple of thousand at most. And then you get to the granular elections and it's even tighter percentage wise. How do you verify that someone has the right to register, and then how do you make sure that these votes are counted accurately and fairly?
Oh, that's great. When someone registers the vote, either through a paper application or online, they give their residence address where they live, and we mail their voter notice to that residence address. If it comes back undeliverable, then they're denied. If it goes to another household, they usually call us and say, hey, this person doesn't live here. So there's that two-step verification process of their signature saying that who they are on their application. As far as Election Day, We vote by paper ballots, optical scan, and it's hard to hack paper. So, we got the backup for it, which we do use when there are the close elections and recounts, as we saw last year with a couple of House of Delegate races where we had to go to the hand count ballots.
Hey, Mark, real quick before I go, you just made me think. With these people registering online, is there a database that you double check their name and their address to make sure that they're not just making it up?
Yes. When they register online, usually they have a DMV number they put in their system. It's people with their driver's license number. So we do double check with driver's license bureau or the DMV, Social Security Bureau. There's other agencies out there that we can access for voter information.
Yeah. Gosh, with elections being decided with such a tight margin, that's really important. Mark Coakley, the registrar of Henrico County, appreciate your work and appreciate you letting us camp out here at the Glen Allen Elementary School this morning.
Oh, no problem. Come back every year.
I hope it's a successful day for you. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.